Okay, good morning. So we're going to call the SHAC meeting to order at 8:07. All right, so the first item of agenda is to vote on human sexuality instruction. So at the last meeting, we went over the Aim for Success program and what they taught. But the human sexuality also could be taught in our health science classes, 8th grade health, 7th grade science. Kendra Munguia teaches a child development class that it could possibly come up in, Principles of Human Services. And then Mrs. Overinder teaches anatomy, and there's a chance that it could come up in that class. But there's also just the fact that students bring these topics up, and we have no control over if they choose to write a paper over that or they choose to do a speech over that. So there are, you know, all these opportunities. So I just need... We have to vote on that it is okay to have Aim for Success come and teach these things, as well as it, the possibility of it being taught in all of these classes. So.
You need a motion.
I do need a motion.
I will make a motion to approve that.
I'll second it.
All right. So, any discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
All right, so now we have to vote on the child abuse, family violence, dating violence, and sex trafficking, which Aim for Success goes over as well, but it could also be taught in any of these same classes. And yet again, students can choose to pick this as a topic, even though we do not choose that for them. So I need a motion on that as well.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right. Any other discussion?
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay, so now we just have to review our wellness policy every year. We don't have to necessarily vote on it. It does not have to go back to the board, but every 3 years. But we do have to review it, and nothing has changed. So... But if y'all see anything that might need to be changed or we need to discuss, that's why we review it once a year.
I read it. Didn't have any
thoughts. Katie, do you have anything that you...
No, I'm good.
Okay. Cindy, did you see anything?
I'm good.
Okay. So it's been reviewed and it doesn't have to be voted on or anything like that. We just have to review it.
Okay.
All right. Oh, we'll go back to that later. Okay, on this review and possible changes to in-person instruction, it's a federal thing. We are not saying that we're ever going to go back remote. There's a chance, but we're not saying that's what we're doing. But we do have to review the in-person instruction plan. We did make some changes to it since the last one, taking out like certain quarantine days. We still had the 10 days, and it's now 5, and we don't do any contact tracing really anywhere. So we took all of that out. Did y'all see anything else that needed to be changed or, you know, looked into?
I don't
think
so.
Okay.
It's just the CDC guidelines? Is that what we're going by?
That's pretty well what it is. It's the CDC and TEA has their set of guidelines as well, and we try to follow both as best as we can.
Oh. So, okay.
But that's all it is okay. The CDC and TEA. So, any discussion about it or needs to change?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
All right. So, I should have brought this up when we were talking about the human sexuality. But so, since we are going to do the Aim for Success and the parent meetings have become a problem that no one attends, do y'all have any suggestions about how to get more parent involvement for parent night?
I don't know. And what night is the parent meeting on?
Well, it just depends on what day we...
Oh, that's right. It has to be the day before.
It does. So I'm thinking that we will try to do this at the end of February, beginning of March, because I feel like that's going to be kind of our... In between, I mean, we could still be playing basketball, but in between basketball and track, Sort of. And so I'm still hoping to get it on a Tuesday night and for the parents, and then Wednesday for the students, just because I feel like that works best.
Yes.
Because there's that would be nothing on Tuesday night that a parent could say, I can't come because of... We try to take out all the excuses we can.
Yeah.
Do we have any way of...
I don't know how to get more parents, or doing a live stream or a post.
So that if the parent couldn't come at that certain time, they could maybe watch it later that night or the next morning, so that we can at least say.
Okay, I can ask
them. Can you put that on Parent Square?
A link, maybe. I don't know.
If they could record it, put a link on Parent Square. Because even if they don't do it then, you might be able to track how many people launched the link.
Mm-hmm.
To have more involvement if they can't be here in person.
Right. And that could help get those that maybe have little kids at home that can't come or working at a weird time. They can watch it at 8 in the morning instead of 6 o'clock last night or something like
right.
that.
Right. Okay. All right. And I think that, you know, maybe sending out a reminder on Parent Square right mm-hmm. before. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, kind of having it
yeah.
all.
I mean, is there a way to do, like, a Zoom type deal? I can't really hear, so you might have
said
this, but is there a way to do, like, a Zoom kind of deal where people that don't want to come in person could, like, log on and listen to it?
Well, that's what Penny was saying, maybe record it.
Okay.
Well, mainly record it with a possible link, and I know we did that 1 year during COVID that we sent out a link for all the parents to be able to watch it, and if any... I don't know that we had any that watched it, but there were only a few at the most. But we could try it. I mean, I think, you know, give them every opportunity to see what
yeah.
their parents are going to, or see what their kids are going to see and have that option. So I'll check into that and see if Aim for Success is willing to do something
okay.
like that.
Yeah, just have a couple different ways to get to it. That might be helpful.
Yes. Okay. Relation. Do a better job here. Okay, so next we'll have to do this under other business, I guess, because our fifth graders have to be, it's not really human sexuality though, mm-hmm. because I watched the videos yesterday, and because I just received them yesterday from Panhandle, mm-hmm. and the only, it doesn't ever talk about actual human sexuality. It does talk about, like the reproduction, like that when a girl starts her period, that's when she can become, you know, prepares her body for a baby later. But I don't know that it ever really discusses human sexuality, but to make sure we're covered, we'll mm-hmm. have to, and I can send you all this. But the only thing that I saw was they actually show like a girl, the girls see a girl without, like with her, you know, reproductive parts, and boys see boys, but there's, and I think that they, talk about in the boys that the girls have reproductive parts, and in the girls it talks about the boys do, but there's never like a real mixing of discussion in the other. It's just, which I remember seeing when I was in
the fifth grade video.
And
that everybody,
and the girls
like,
go in one spot, and the boys go in another spot. And
spot.
Yes.
Yes. So it's called.
It's necessary. I think it's necessary.
It is.
So the actual program is called Always Changing. And there are like, it's just a video, but there's an option to add in like a discussion. I think there'll be plenty of discussion without us having to offer it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so does everybody?
I think it's necessary.
Okay. I do too.
Yeah. So, I think that's okay too. Yeah.
Okay. Are we all?
So do we need a motion?
We're gonna have to. Yes.
I'll make the motion to.
Okay.
Do that.
And this would be the fifth grade, because the sixth grade we talked about doing for sixth.
Yes.
So are you willing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right. Any other discussion about it? I'll email out those videos so y'all can watch them. Just
okay.
I'm past that.
Okay. Yep. If you choose to watch it, you're more than welcome to. Otherwise, you know, whatever. Anyway, does anybody have any questions?
No.
All right. No, I'm good.
Okay. So all those in favor of that?
Aye.
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 All right. All right, I think that's all I have to discuss. All right, do y'all have anything else, though, that we might need to talk about, or any other questions about
February the 8th? Let me put that on my calendar.
Sure. So.
Okay, well, our next meeting will be February 8th.
Okay.
All right, so our meeting is adjourned.